get ready for Sharon Hughes.
It's unfortunate and tragic that I have to teach this committee the
that's
basic principles of Americanism.
That's not the question.
Saying it like it is.
What I like about it most is its honest and poignant commentary from a Judeo-Christian perspective. And in the world of punditry, there aren't many women out there giving that type of commentary. And I've got to tell you, that's one of the reasons why I love the show.
Bringing you familiar guests on important issues such as immigration, education, the Middle East, culture, religion, and the changing worldviews of Americans and the world. Now here's Sharon.
For such a time as this.
Freeing the minds of the brainwashed masses.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Changing Worldviews. Today on the show,
I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, so I'm correcting this injustice.
Trump has been taking hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 weeks. He said White House doctor Sean Coley determined the potential benefit from the drug outweighed the relative risk. This as medical experts warn of a possible second wave as states continue to ease social distancing and restrictions this holiday weekend.
Well, each of these devices that are injected have the capacity to also have a small chip. What that chip does is it has the unique serial number for each dose. It is designed so that there is no counterfeiting. It's simply like a barcode, only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used.
To protect faith communities, I have taken historic action to defend religious liberty, including the constitutional right to pray in public schools. You know, the Reverend says that we're rebuilding because that's what Jesus does. He rebuilds.
Well, I hope you are doing well on this Memorial Day weekend, and it's going to be quite a weekend. As you heard in those clips, President Trump has now told governors of the various states to allow churches and places of worship to open right now. As states continue to ease social distancing and restrictions this holiday weekend, the CDC Director Robert Redfield contradicting President Trump by not ruling out a second lockdown if the country faces a spike in new cases. President Trump said this week, if there is a second outbreak, quote, whether it's an ember or a flame, we're going to put it out, but we are not closing our country. Religious leaders around the country applauded the president's action, including well-known Jensen Franklin, who on social media said, "Thank you, Mr. President. You always have the back of people of faith. We appreciate this very much. We will use wisdom about reopening, but it's our call, not the government's." So it's going to be quite a Memorial Day weekend, which we want to give special tribute for, which will be the second half of our show. But first, more on contact tracing. And yes, it's not just conspiracy theory. There are syringes being made that will be able to include an RFID chip in with a coronavirus vaccine. So what is that all about? As always, true to form, we are talking about things that the mainstream media are not talking about, at least not yet. And today's show is no different.
You're listening to Sharon Hughes, taking you to the front lines and behind the scenes.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A 2020 bill in both houses of Congress seeks to deny abortion as health care. You see, if abortion was not legally health care, then it can no longer be deductible on tax returns as a medical expense. If Abortion Is Not Health Care Act of 2020 removes the tax deductibility of abortion, it would greatly reduce federally funded abortion. Pro-abortion forces oppose the bill. If the federal government denies abortion is a medical procedure, then state legislation and litigation on abortion could become moot. Abortion, folks, is antithetical to the goals of healthcare, which is to save lives. Visit pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
If the 2020 viral pandemic has taught us anything, it is that we need a healthy immune system. 70-80% of the immune system originates in the gut. The three patented aloe vera blend in Aloe Apex is formulated for digestive health and a strong immune system.
My name is Ron. Got on the Aloe Apex within a week to 10 days' time. I started noticing a tremendous difference in the Aloe Apex. I would very much encourage anyone, if they have given a thought to trying this product, to absolutely do so, as I believe it will make a tremendous difference in their body and the way it functions. This stuff has a tremendous healing effect. God bless you all.
Changing Worldviews listeners can buy three Aloe Apex at the regular price and get a fourth bottle free. Call us at 833-334-5433, 833-334-5433. And be sure to mention the name Sharon, or visit us at www.aloapex.com. Our greatest success is your good health.
Thank you for staying with me. Okay, I don't need to say much more about what I said there in the intro about President Trump talking to governors in states that are not allowing churches to meet, to allow churches to open. There are those on the left that are very uncomfortable with that, but there are those that are saying, hey, we're going to use wisdom. We're not going to rebel. But if you can open up liquor stores and consider that essential, how much more are churches and places of worship? I mean, come on, we've talked on the show. I know you know alcoholism is up, opiate usage, doctors getting a plethora of calls for prescriptions for depression and anxiety. But having said that, let me say this. Tom Horn, who's CEO of Skywatch TV, a friend who we've had on the show numerous times, pointed out in a recent broadcast that 70% of Americans, according to a new survey, are reading the Bible. And people that never go to church wish they could go to church now. Wow. And here's one that'll really probably raise your eyebrows. That same survey found that 25% of atheists and agnostics are reading the Bible as well since this whole COVID-19 pandemic outbreak, wanting to know if there's any kind of significance in the Bible to what is going on. Because you know what? Christian or agnostic, when you live in America, you have probably heard about end time events. And whether we are experiencing that now or not, people want to know. And so I applaud the president for encouraging governors to open up churches. I mean, you've probably have heard they don't want people to sing. Now, isn't that ridiculous to say you can go to church but you can't sing? Of course, there are people that maybe aren't concerned about this particular issue, but are definitely concerned about the infringement on personal freedoms, as you have seen in the last several weeks, protesting taking place like in Michigan. And I'm sure that you heard when President Trump went to the Ford factory there in Michigan that he wore a mask for part of the time and part of the time he didn't. And the Michigan Attorney General said disrespectful things about the president. She told CNN.
You know, his explanation when a reporter asked him, why wouldn't you wear a mask? What's the big deal? Why not wear a mask? And his explanation, and I want your reaction to this, Attorney General, he said, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, I didn't want to give the media the pleasure, he used the word pleasure, of seeing me wear a mask. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's my reaction to many of the things that we hear Donald Trump say, and that's that he is a ridiculous person, and I am ashamed to have him be president of the United States of America. And I hope that the voters of Michigan will remember this back in when November comes, that he didn't care enough about their safety. He didn't care about their welfare. He didn't respect them enough just to engage in the very simple task, the painless task, the easy task of wearing a mask when he was provided one. And so I hope that we'll have a new president soon enough who does respect people more than this president does.
And here's the president and what he told reporters when he was at the Ford plant about the issue. You decide. Who do you agree with, Michigan's Attorney General or President Donald Trump?
where I had it in the back area, I did put a mask on.
Did you have the goggles on too as well, sir?
I did. I had goggles. Goggles and a mask right back.
Why would you not be
and here's another one.
Why would you not here. Be wearing it?
No because in this area,
why would you not
take
be
them.
Wearing it here, sir?
Not necessary here. Well, everybody's been tested, and I've been tested. In fact, I was tested this morning, so it's not necessary. I was given a choice, and I had one on in an area where they preferred it. So I put it on, and it was very nice. It looked very nice. But they said not necessary here. Yeah, please.
What about the example that it would set for other Americans?
Well, I think it sets an example. I think it sets an example both ways. And as they say, I did have it on. Thank you. My mask right here. And I liked it very much. I actually, honestly, I think I looked better in the mask. I really did. I looked better in the mask. But I'm making a speech, so I won't have it now. But I did have it on right here, and I think some of you might have gotten a shot. Thank you very much.
So there are those who believe that the government has to tell us what to do. And then there are those that believe the government can give guidelines and trust us, the American people, to use wisdom. Now, we know in between that there will be people that won't use wisdom, but the majority of the people will, as has already been demonstrated by the American people, to follow the guidelines. But I think what folks are saying is, all right, we get this. We need to wash our hands, use hand sanitizers, perhaps use masks. We need a social distance. But if we can go to the store, if we can go to a liquor store, we can go to church. And for most people that go to church, church is like family. So enough said about that, because I do want to get into, there are those that are concerned. We've already talked about this. We've talked about Bill Clinton trying to put together a coalition of Democrat governors that will, you know, be a part of pushing to have an army of contact tracers, which of course has been used in different pandemics in the past. The difference is that there are some encroachments on personal liberty that people are concerned about. We have to take a break. When we get back, I want to zero in on this RFID chip that maybe certainly has been talked about to be a part of the coronavirus vaccine. What we need to know about that and more. Stay with me.
If you like what you're hearing on today's show, you could get even more information at changingworldviews.com, full of useful information on all the subjects Sharon addresses on the show.
Introducing Alive Again, the breakthrough world-class aloe vera wellness drink with proven health benefits and life-changing testimonies to match.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm a cancer survivor. I started taking this amazing product during my chemo treatment, and it gave me remarkable energy. To my excitement, my chemo treatments were stopped early. This product will continue to be part of my daily life. I would like to thank God and the people who created Alive Again, because I truly am alive again. Thank you.
Alive Again is the result of decades of studies and was developed by one of the founding members of the International Aloe Science Council. Alive Again provides a healthy, natural, antioxidant-rich, great-tasting, super fruit drink.
And special for our Changing Worldviews listeners, that if you would like to get Alive Again for a 20% discount, just go to apexhealth.life/Sharon. Again, apexhealth.life/Sharon, or call 833-334-5433. 833-334-5433. Every week I like to give a weekly recommend, and this week is our new book club choice. And we are reading the brand new book by the best-selling author of Dr. Thomas R. Horn, Shadowland, the foreword by Lieutenant Colonel Robert L. McGinnis. We've read several of his books. Who's a senior Pentagon analyst, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army retired, said that Horn's book exposes the occult influences hidden, especially within Washington's secret underbelly. And Joel Richardson, who's a New York Times bestselling author, says of the book, an explosive must-read expose on the insidious occultism operating behind the deep state.
You have people throughout the federal government that are deeply embedded there, that are undercutting what the president has to say. Leaks are left and right. And I applaud the idea of draining the swamp. It's very, very deep, and it's very, very difficult.
So I hope you'll consider reading along with us, Shadowland, for this month's book club choice.
You're listening to Changing Worldviews with your host, Sharon Hughes.
Well, thank you for staying with me on this Memorial Day weekend. I'm hoping that you live in a state where you can get together with friends, family, you can go to church. My girlfriend in Texas, we talked just this past week, and she's come on down here. Churches are meeting. They're even able to get together in their homes. Anyway, good news is that eventually the whole country will reopen and we will get over what we're experiencing right now. However, there are those who are not going to waste a good crisis, quote unquote, as Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton touted. And that includes not just contact tracing to find out whether you have immunity against the coronavirus. And of course, there's those immunity certificates we talked about that the World Health Organization is recommending. Then there's the promotion of the tattooing infrared lights, being able to detect whether you have immunity against the virus. That's taking tracing to a whole new level. And then there's the whole, what up until recently was categorized as a conspiracy theory, but no longer is. What am I talking about? I'm talking about an RFID chip that may be attached to the syringes of doses of a new corona vaccine. And it's Abject Systems America is the company that is making these syringes. CEO Jay Walker had more of this to say about what is a public-private partnership called Project Jumpstart. The goal is to deliver millions of these vaccines to Americans as fast as possible.
Project Jumpstart is an emergency and temporary program in the battle against COVID-19. It's a public-private partnership between my company, Abject Systems of America, and the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense. And its purpose is to ensure that by year end, we'll have at least 100 million doses ready to inject of a vaccine or therapeutic, assuming one is available. There is no excess capacity to fill 100 million, 150 million or more with a new vaccine. Therefore, the U.S. government has stepped out and said we'll need to use another way to make sure that that vaccine can be delivered to people who want it. Eventually, what we're going to do starting next year is build entire new factories capable of doing up to 330 million doses every month, so that the entire U.S. population can be filled and finished from these brand new factories that we're building on U.S. soil. Each of these devices that are injection have the capacity to also have a small chip. What that chip does is it has the unique serial number for each dose. It is designed so that there is no counterfeiting. It's designed so that we'll know exactly that the right dose hasn't expired. However, that chip only refers to the dose. There's no personal information, no patient information. It's simply like a barcode, only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used. That also helps public health officials know when there are outbreaks, have we vaccinated enough people in those areas? That technology is purely optional, however, and the U.S. government hasn't even decided if they're going to use it.
Which is optional at this point, but as you heard in the clip, it still hasn't been voted on and may be voted on to have it included. But if you listened carefully, you heard Jay Walker say that each dose has a unique serial number designed so there's no counterfeiting. He said designed so we know that the dose hasn't expired and that there's no personal information on there from the patient who gets the shot. But he said this, it's simply a barcode. Only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used. So we might have heard, well, there's no personal information, no patient information. It's simply a barcode. But listen up, they will know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used. So why would they need that information except to track who has or has not had it. In the wrong hands, there again, you have tracking. And we've had too many shows where we've had experts on with firsthand experience about the dangers of tracking citizens, such as they did in Poland when IBM helped Hitler develop machines that would track the Jews. So we just want everybody to know the truth and know the facts and do their own research so that they can make an informed decision regarding this. I mean, this is more than just getting a flu shot, okay? Even though there are people that are concerned about what kind of things like lead or whatever are in the shots, this is bigger. This has more consequences in the hands of the wrong people. Well, we have to take another break, and then I just want to talk about one more thing, and that is the usefulness, if you will, of fear as a tool in the hands of wrong people. And then our Memorial Day special. Stay with me.
You're listening to The Sharon Hughes Show. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Just follow the links at the bottom of the page at changingworldviews.com.
Truth Wars. Every month we're going to look at one particular issue that we really need critical thinking skills about this month.
There's this enormous mystery waiting to be unlocked.
The technology is already here and it's already being developed around the world.
When you look at what the human brain can do, it's really amazing.
They're actually connecting their neural network to machinery.
You'll hear my interviews with experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, who's not only an author but a film producer, on this subject, as well as a book that will educate us even more on what's really going on. This may seem like it's kind of a fringe issue, but in reality, it affects every single one of us. So you can get our special offer for $25, and you can do that by sending a check to Changing Worldviews, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924. Or you can also order it online at our website, changingworldviews.com. Truth Wars, because it's the truth that sets us free.
This is Elias from San Antonio, Texas. Testimonial on the Nature's Miracle ointment. I've been using that on small burns and cuts, and within hours, you can see the healing begin. And on my wife, she's bedridden. I've used it on rashes on her face and on her legs, and the same thing. I'll tell the nurses kind of as a joke. I'll say, this is going to start to heal within a few hours, and within 2 or 3 hours, they can already see the difference. So it's a great product. I recommend it.
For Changing Worldviews listeners, you can get a 25% discount. Go to Apex Health, apexhealth.life/Sharon. You can order with the special price of $29.95 or call 833-334-5433. Again, 833-334-5433.
Bold, relevant, and real, you're listening to Sharon Hughes saying it like it is.
Okay, so we talked kind of at the beginning of when COVID-19 was gaining ground, if you will. Many people wondering, you know, is this an end time pandemic? Is this something that the Bible talks about? You know, if you're interested in that, I encourage you to go to our website, changingworldviews.com, and click on the archives. Go to oneplace.com, Salem Web Network archives for us, and you can find the shows that we've done on that. And of course, we have pointed out in the past shows how Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton and others have said, never waste a good crisis. And Rahm Emanuel saying, because I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. Yeah. So don't let a good crisis go to waste. Get your programs in. Get your agenda in. We talked a few weeks back about how the environmentalists are trying to get their green agenda infused more into the culture and also get more money for their projects because of COVID-19 as a product of Mother Earth crying out. So, yeah, There's all kinds of agendas that are trying to take advantage of COVID-19. And I was reading on the website End Times Prophecy some things that they had to say about that not nearly enough is said about the usefulness, quote unquote, of fear as a tool, especially in the end times. And here's a few things that they said. Number one, fear can be used to usher in changes, which would likely prove to be unpopular in a time without fear. Fear can be used to control men, to get them to do things that they would otherwise not do. Fear can be used to get people to accept words that they would otherwise reject. What kind of words would those be? And not just words, but what the words stand for. They point out how after every crisis or when one comes on the scene that either governments or the media typesets a cry of do something, oh, won't somebody please do something, as if the masses are actually demanding it. So in other words, the media becomes the voice of the people and the people listen to that and think that that's what the people are saying, when in fact, that may not be true. So there's the creating of fear to move the masses. Those who control the strings of power, whether in government or media or education or whatever, they know that a scared group of people is a group of people who will acquiesce to almost anything as long as their fears are soothed or the object of their fear is removed. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't be afraid, that we think about, oh my gosh, this COVID-19 is terrible, it's killing people. It is a serious problem. It is real. But we don't want to add to it fear beyond what it warrants. Don't give fear a place, because fear has torment with it. We don't want to be ruled by fear. And we can choose. We just make a choice. We're not going to give place to fear. And to that end, I always like to close out with a song, and today's choice is by David Phelps. And so, until I see you next time, this is Sharon Hughes saying it like it is.
You've been listening to Changing Worldviews with Sharon Hughes. You can follow Sharon at facebook.com/Sharon and twitter.com/Sharon. Please take advantage of our online shows covering topics and guests we can't possibly cover on our weekly show. That's why we offer more at our website, changingworldviews.com. Join Sharon next time, and until then, stay alert, stay informed, because we live in a changing world.